Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Avraham Shur. Meseches Yoma has been dedicated by Dr. and Mrs. Robert Goodman. Le'iloi Nishmas, Chaim Menachem Aaron ben Yecheskel Nechemya.
Yuma Daf Lamed. The Gemara is discussing the din that we learned in the Mishnah, Zeh Klal Hoyah B'Mikdash, that anybody who's Matil Mayim needs Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. And the Gemara's question is, we understand Raglayim that you need to wash because of Nitzoytzis. It's important to remove any droplets that happened during the course of the Atolos Mei Raglayim. However, Yadayim my time, why do you have to wash your hands? So the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Zayse Meres, mitzvah l'shafshef. There's a mitzvah for a person to use his hand to wipe off the nitzoytzis that fell onto his feet. And like the Gemara explains, the reason is because we're worried that he'll appear like a kroshavcha. A kroshavcha is somebody that cannot have children, and if he looks like a kroshavcha, people will be moitzi laz on his children that they are mamzerim. Now, even though the person was mishafshef with his hands, so you can ask, why does he have to then wash his feet? Because there could be still some residual meraglim that are left on his feet. The question we have to ask is, what happens if the person was not mishafshef? Does he still have a chiyuv to do kiddush yadayim raglim, or would it be enough for him to just be mekadesh his feet? So it would seem that this is a machloikes rishonim. If you take a look at the Tosfos Yeshanim and Dibur HaMaschil Mitzvah L'Shafshef, it brings down from the Rabbeinu Tam. The Rabbeinu Tam wants to be medayik from our Gemara that if somebody were to leave a Suda, in the middle of the Suda, and he would go and be matal meraglayim, but he would not be meshafshef, then he does not have to wash his hands again. And he's taking that out of our Gemara, because our Gemara says that the Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim is something that you have to redo because he has to be Meshafshev. So if somebody was not Meshafshev, it's Mashba from our Gemara, says the Rabbeinu Tam that he does not have to be Mekadesh Yodav. So too, the Inyan of the Tilas Yadayim is something that is dependent on whether he was Meshafshev or not. However, the Tosfos Yeshanim continues, he brings down Rabbeinu Elchanan, who says that the mashmos of the Gemara is kol hamatil mayim ton kiddush yadayim raglayim. Anybody who's matil mayim, that's mashba, that it makes no difference whether he was mishafshef or not. And the reason, he says, is because loy plug, the Rabbanan did not differentiate between different cases. When the Rabbanan made a takana, they made it across the board, a blanket takana. He happens to say then that it could be that in the case of Netilas Yadayim, it's different. Maybe the Rabbanan only made this loy plug, legabe kiddush yadayim raglayim, and by Netilas Yadayim, things would be different and you could agree to the Rabbeinu Tam. But as far as the understanding of our Gemara, he says that our Gemara would be halacha that you have to be kiddush yadayim raglayim regardless of whether you're mishafshef or not. Now the Rambam in Hilchos Bias Mikdash Perkei Halacha Hey also seems to side with this Rabbeinu Elchanan, and he holds that there's no difference between whether the person was mishafshef or not. However, the Rambam seems to take this a step further, because all you see from the Rabbeinu Elchanan is that the Rabbanan were across the board. The Rabbanan made a loy plug, and they said that you always have to do the kiddush. The question is, though, what happens if the person did not do the Kiddush? Is the Avodah psula or not? Now, there's no indication in the Rabbeinu Elchanan that the Avodah would be psula, and it would be a very big Kiddush to say that the Avodah is psula, because it may be true that the Rabbanan gave you a din, but midai raisa, the person is perfectly roy to do the Avodah. However, from the Rambam, it's very strongly mashma that if the person were to not do Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim after he was Matal Mei Raglayim, the Avoida that he did is no good. Because the Rambam says that anybody who's Matal Mayim needs Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim. If the person, after Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim, left the Chomis Azora, so the Rambam tells us that by leaving the Chomis Azora, even though you need Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim, but if you did not do the Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim and you did the Avoida, since he was not Mesiach Das from the Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim, which is Mashma, that only if he was not Matal Mayim, then his Avodah is Kshera. But if the person was Matal Mayim, then the Avodah is no good. So why is the Avodah no good? Maybe that the Rabbanan told you that you have to Mekadesh Yadav Raglav, but what makes it that the Avodah is invalid? So the answer to this may be that the Rambam starts off that perek by saying mitzvah asei lekadesh koyin ha'oived yadav araglav, a koyin that does the avodah as mitzvah asei to mekadesh yadav araglav nachkach yavid, and only afterwards is he allowed to do the avodah shenema v'rochtu aharin uvanu v'simenu v'sidein v'esraglehem. And the Rambam goes on to explain that you're chayev misa if you don't do the kiddush adayim raglayim first. And he says that the avoida is no good, like the Mishnah says in the second parak of Zvachim, that if a person doesn't do the kiddush adayim raglayim, the avoida is no good. The Mishnah lists off various things that pass the avoida, and one of them is somebody who is not rochatz adayim raglayim. What's the makar for that? The Rambam brings down because it says chukas olam loy lezarei, and by big day kahuna it also says chukas olam, just like somebody who's lacking the big day kahuna is mechal lavoida, so too somebody who's not rochatz yadayim raglayim is mechal lavoida. The Rambam then goes on to define when it is that you have to do kiddush yadayim raglayim. He says you don't have to do mekadesh between each avoida, ela pam achas mekadesh baboiker ve'oved v'hoylech kol hayom kulei v'chol halayla. So there's a din that the kohen must do kiddush yadayim raglayim for the avoida, but in order to be considered rochutz yadayim raglayim for the avoida, all you have to do is do it one time in the morning, and that helps for the entire day. Says the Rambam, v'hu shelo yetzei min hamikdash v'lo yishan v'lo yatel mayim v'lo yasiach daitoi. The fact, says the Rambam, that I just told you, that a person, in order to be considered rochutz yadayim raglayim, need only do it in the morning, and does not have to do it in between every avoida, is only said if the kohen did not leave the Beis HaMikdash, or sleep, or bimatil mayim. So the Rambam is telling you a very important yesod. The Rambam is telling us that the fact that the Rabbanan said that when a person is matal mayim, he has to be mikadosh yad v'raglav, it wasn't simply that the Rabbanan told him to do the pa'ula of kiddush yadayim v'raglayim. Rather, the Rabbanan said that being matal mayim is a way to lose the kiddush yadayim v'raglayim that you had in the morning. A person has a din for the avoida that he has to be mekadesh yad v'raglav. If he's missing that kiddush yadayim v'raglayim, the Rambam tells us that passes the avoida. So all the Rambam is telling us now is that the Rabbanan, when they told you that you have to be mekadesh yad v'raglav, they weren't giving you a new halacha. They were saying that if you did hatalas mayim, you lost your old kiddush. And that's why you have to go now and be mekadesh yad v'raglav. So of course you'd be mechel the avoida. The avoida is no good because if a person's lacking kiddush yadayim v'raglayim, the avoida is pasul. Now the reason why the Rabbanan may have done it that way is because very often you find that the Rabbanan, instead of inventing a new halacha, they broaden an already existing halacha. So since there's already a din midairaisa for a person to do kiddush yadayim v'raglayim, instead of the Rabbanan coming along and saying that because of the tzoytzes, we want you to do a new maisa kiddush yadayim v'raglayim and make a new din d'rabbanan called kiddush yadayim v'raglayim d'rabbanan, what the Rabbanan said instead was, we'll force you to wash your hands and feet al yidei being misalek, removing the kiddush yadayim v'raglayim that you already had from the morning. However, whether the Rabbanan have the power to do such a thing is debatable, because we know, like the Gemara says in the beginning of Perek Yisha Rabba and Yevamis, that Yesh Koyach Biyad Chachamim Lakar Dover Min HaToyra B'Sheva Al Taisa. The Rabbanan have the Koyach to be Oikar Dover Min HaToyra only B'Sheva Al Taisa, but not B'Kum V'Asei. So to say that this doesn't fit into the category of being Oikar Dover Min HaToyra, because the Rabbanan rendered him Midrabbanan, a not Rochetz Yadayim V'Raglayim, and that should in turn affect the din d'oraisa and say that he lost his din, rochutz yadayim v'raglayim, and he needs to do it again, mid'oraisa, is a very big chiddush. It gets into the sugya of whether kinyan d'rabbanan mahani lo d'oraisa, whether dinim that d'rabbanan define a person as being roi for a certain purpose, or rather being enoi roi, whether that affects dinim d'oraisa. L'moshel, if the Rabbanan say that somebody is posel le'edus, will that affect a person's halacha vis-a-vis shvuas he'edus? Or if you take a look at the Mishnah Melachim Perek Beis Hilchas Nar Besula, he has a discussion about the mitzvahs asei of v'loi siya le'isha. A person who's ma'anis in isha has to marry her, v'loi siya le'isha. However, it's only if she's ru'uya le'kaima. Now what happens if mid'oraisa she's ru'uya le'kaima, she's fit for marriage, she's not aser temid araisa, but she is aser temid rabbanan. Can the rabbanan's din saying that she's not ru'uya take away the mitzvah aser daraisa of loy sihi ele isha? The Mishnah Melech there has a theory that since now on a Darabana level, she's not considered Ru'uy L'Kaima, that could in turn affect the Daraisa, the Kedin of Eloi Siyah L'Isha. So too over here, we're saying that Al Yidei the Rabbanan saying that we consider you not having been Rochatz Yadayim V'Raglayim, you now have your Chiyuv Midaraisa of washing because you lost the Kiddush that you had in the morning. So if you don't want to accept that Kiddush, we could explain the Rambam differently. The Beis Halevi in Chelik Aleph, Simon Hey, Ois Yudalit explains Beshitza Rambam that since when the person is Meshafshef, his Raglayim, he has to be Mekadesh Me'ikar Adin. So even when the person wasn't Meshafshef, he has to be Mekadesh, and the reason, says the Beis Halevi, is because as soon as the person went to be Matal Mayim, that's considered a Hesach HaDas from the original Kiddush. We know that if a person's Mesiach Das from the Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim that he did in the morning, he even the Daraisa has to go and be Mekadesh Yadayim Raglayim again. So the Beis Halevi says that Al Yidei the Dindra Abana, that we told you that you must go and be Mekadesh Yadayim Raglayim after being Matal Mayim, the actual going and being Matal Mayim is considered a Hesach HaDas from the Kiddush, and now Midaraisa, you have to be Mekadesh again. And that's why, says the Beis HaLevi, the Rambam holds that the Avoida would be considered Posel. The Michas Chinuch, Mitzvah Kuf Vav, Ois Dalet, argues vehemently with the Rambam, and he says that if a person was not Mishafshef, he doesn't have to be Mekadesh Yadav Raglav, and Mimele he argues on the Rambam, who says that it's not considered a good Avoida, even if the person wasn't Mishafshef. The Gemara brings down a memra. Amra Papa, Tzoya b'mkoyma aser likreis kriyishma. If a person has Tzoya in its makim, he is not allowed to lay in kriyishma. Asks the Gemara, Hey Chidomi, what's the case? Eden niris, if it's visible, pshita, then it's pashit that it's aser for him to be koyrei kriyishma. And Eden loy niris, if it's not exposed, so then loynit natura l'malachi asharitz, a person is only human. Now, what does the Gemara mean to ask when it says Eden Niris Pshita? Why is it Pashit to the Gemara that if the Tzoya is Niris, if it's visible, then it's Aser for him to lay in Kriyashma? I mean, we'll soon see in a few lines that there's a machloikes between Rav Huna and Rav Chisda if there's Tzoya al-Basare, whether it's mutter for him to lay in Kriyashma or not. So inasmuch as Rav Huna holds that when you have Tzoya al-Basare, then it's mutter likris Kriyashma, so why would this case be any different? Now it happens to be that the Sfas Emes learns that that's Gufa the Gemara's next question. When the Gemara says, Umayshna mitzoya al-Basaray, why is it any different than Tzoya al-Basaray, the Itmar Tzoya al-Basaray, Oysha yodu bezakisa Rav Huna amar mutter lukris kriyishma, Rav Chisda amar asar lukris kriyishma, the Gemara is really asking not on Rav Papa's din, like the way most Mefarshim learn the Kasha. Rather, the Gemara is asking on our original question, on the question of Rav Papa's din, when we said, Eden Niris Pshita, that it's Pashit, if the Tzoya is Niris, that it's also Likris Krishma, why is it any different than the case of Tzoya al-Basare, where there's Machlekes Rav Huna and Rav Chisda? However, we can answer the question differently. La'olam the Gemara, when it says, Eden Niris, if it's Niris, then it's Pshita, it's because the Gemara knows that Tzoya, when it's Niris, and you could see it outside the Makim, it's for sure Aser Likris Kriyishma, because in such a place, it's definitely Nafish Zuhamba. That's the Gemara's Maskana. When the Gemara asks the question from Rav Huna and Rav Chisda, the final teretz the Gemara gives is that everybody agrees when it's Nafish Zuhamba, that since the Reach, the odor, is more concentrated, it's Aser Likris Kriyishma. The only Machloikis is Shaloi Bim Kaima. Tzoya is Al-Basar Shaloi Bim Kaima. That's the Gemara says L'Maskana. It could be that even though in the Havamina we were not yet aware that that is true, and we thought that there's no difference between Bimkaima and Shaloi Bimkaima, and there's no Svar of Nafish Zuhama, that's all when it's Eina Niris outside the person's body. But if it's Niris, then the Gemara already understood the concept of Nafish Zuhama. If you take a look at the Rosh in Brachis, Perek Gimel, Simen Mem Hei, and in the Rabbeinu Yoin over there, they say a different pshat to explain the Gemara's kasha of pshita over here. Why is it that the Gemara felt that it's pashit, that if it's niris, that it's aser likris kriyishma? They understand that even though Rav Huna is matir, when there's tzoya al-basari to lay in kriyishma, that's only where the tzoya is situated in a place that it gets covered by itself without the malbushim. L'mashal, he says, the part that's underneath a person's arms, that is naturally covered over without malbushim. But in a place that without the malbushim, it's nikar la'ayin, then it doesn't help you that there are malbushim now. And therefore they explain that the Gemara's kasha pshita is Eden Niris, it's pshita. Everybody agrees that kol zman, it's not naturally covered over, then you're not allowed to lay in kriyashma kenegdoi. The Gemara says that Eden loy Niris, if you cannot see the tzaya, then loy nit natar lo malachi asharis, the Torah wasn't given to malachim. Now, what the Gemara means to say is that we can't expect a person to never have any waste whatsoever in his system. This klal of l'nit neter l'malachi asharis is used in halacha in a few places. One example is in Shaul Sechuvah's Ginas V'Rodim, in Arachayim Klal Beis Simen Dalid, he discusses Ksiva Sefer Torah. He says that it's a well-known fact that a person should really be machmer by Sefer Torah more than by tefillin and mezuzahs, because Sefer Torah has greater kedusha than tefillin and mezuzahs. After all, you can't compare an entire Torah to something that's only a portion of the Torah. However, since it's virtually impossible for a person to write the entire Torah with all the chumras that you write tefillin with, we do not have the same chumras in Ksiva Sefer Torah as we do by tefillin. And he says, because l'nitna Torah l'malachei asharis. Similarly, in the Shaul Sechuvah Shteilus Yavetz Chilik Beis Simen Kuf Chav Dalet, he talks about checking things for toiloim, for worms or bugs in different foods. And he says, if a person checked and he didn't find toiloim, then he's allowed to eat it. He doesn't have to worry and say, well, maybe there's tlar toiloim, and continue to check, because l'nitna Torah l'malachei asharis. Even though, he says, there always exists a possibility that if you'll check more, you will find toiloim, but we cannot deal with things demanding such a high level of perfection, because l'nitna Torah l'malachei asharis. The Gemara ends up saying that the member of Rapapa, that Tzoyibim Kaima Asad Likras Kriyashma, is talking about a case where when he's sitting down, it's Niris, but when he stands, it's not Niris. The Gemara then goes and asks the question from the Machloigs between Rav Huna and Rav Chisda. Rav Huna says that Tzoyal Besoroi, it's Mutter Likras Kriyashma, and Rav Chisda says Asar Likras Kriyashma. Now the Rif understands that the Gemara here is asking a question dafka from Shitas Rav Huna. Rav Huna says that it's Mutter Likris Kriyashma, so how could Rav Papa say Tzoya Bim Kaima Asar Likris Kriyashma? Tzoya Bim Kaima is no different than Tzoya Al Bisari. And because of this, the Rif actually paskins like Rav Huna. He says that our Gemara asks dafka from Shitas Rav Huna. That sounds like the halacha is like Rav Huna. However, if you take a look at Rashi, Debar Maschav Rav Chisda Amar Aser, he says that Rav Chisda Aser is because Mishum Kol Atzmais Tamara, like the Gemara explains in Brachas, that Rav Huna's Shita is Kol Neshama Tahaloka, you only need the part of the person that expresses itself to Hashem, the Peh, the Choytim, the mouth, the nose, and those Evarim that are used in being Mahal Hashem, they have to be Nikiyim, they have to be clean. But the rest of the Evarim do not have to be Nikiyim from Tzoya. Masha'en Ki Rav Chisda holds that Kol Atzmoise Tamarna, Hashem Micha Moicha, a person is Mahal the Ribbono Shlom with all of his body. Continues Rashi, he says, Taima Mishum Kol Atzmoise. The only reason why Rav Chisda says that Tzoya Al Basari is a problem is because Kol Atzmoise. Abo Mishum Zua Masareach Loi. But because of the smell, he doesn't seem to answer. V'kashal Rav Papa Mitarvayu. The Gemara is asking Rav Papa from both Rav Huna and Rav Chisda, because Rav Papa said that there's an added problem, Mishum Zuha Masareach, because of the extra stench that there may be. Now, the obvious question on Rashi is that why is Rav Papa a stira to the shita of Rav Chisda? In the case that's being described, there seems to be a problem also of Kol Atzmoise Tamarna. The Netziv in the Meroi Meisada says that Kol Atzmoise Tamarna you don't have in this case, because since it's Bimkoima, it's in its proper place, so it's Urchehu, it's the derech for it to be there, and there's no problem of Kol Atzmoise Tamarna. That's the derech for that part of the guf. There is a problem, rather, of Zuamas Hareach. The Gemara brings a brisa. Tan Rabbanan halacha b'seuda. Adam yoytze lahashtin mayim, noitel yodai achas v'nichnas. So the first halacha in the brisa is that if a person leaves a seuda to be mashed in mayim, noitel yodai achas, he's supposed to wash one hand. And that's like we said before, because he uses one hand to be meshafshef to clean off the nitzoytzes. However, diber im chaveiroi v'hiflig, if he spoke with his friend and spent a long time away from the Suda, then noitel shtei yadav v'nichnas, he has to wash both of his hands. Rashi explains, since he spent extra time away, there's already a hesach hadas, and he has to wash his hands because he no longer has the netilas yadayim that he originally washed. Once you're mesiach das, we're worried that the hands, yadayim askani is saying, they are oisik in all sorts of things, and they may have touched places that you can't touch, and therefore we tell you you have to wash your hands again. So most Rishonim learn, like Rashi, that we're talking about two separate cases. The first case of the Braisa is where a person was just mashed in mayim. For that, he has to wash one hand because of being meshafshef the nitzaitis. And the second case of the Braisa is a person who went and conversed with his friend, so he has heschadas from the original til sidayim. The Meiri, on the other hand, learns that even the Seifa is going in the same case as the Reisha. The Reisha is talking about where he went to be mashed in mayim. The Seifa is talking about the person who was mashed in mayim. He then went and spoke with his friend. That person has to wash both hands because we're worried that he will forget which hand he was mishafshef the nitzaitzitz with. However, Rav Yishanim learned that the second did has nothing to do with the person who was mashed in mayim. The reason why you have to wash your hands again is because, like we said, al pi Rashi, that you are mesiach das from the netilas yadayim and yadayim askani yasein. The Ritva points out that even though you're a mesiach das from the suda, which is why we're worried you're not going to wash your hands and yadayim askani yasein, you're not mesiach das from the suda totally, because if you were, then you would have to make another bracha. And we don't find over here that you have to make a bracha when you have a conversation with your friend outside. You weren't mesiach das from the suda entirely, but you're mesiach das enough not to be washing your hands. The Braisa says that when you wash your hands, you have to make sure not to wash your hands outside the suda, rather go inside, because otherwise people will be choshed you that you didn't do the netilas yadayim. So nichnas v'yoshebim koymei v'noitol shtei yadav u'machzir hatafich ala orchem. Comes along Rav Chisda and he says, Lo yamorin ela lishtois. The way that Rashi learns the memory of Rav Chisda is, Lo yamorin, this that we said, that a person who left the Suda and spoke with his friend has to go and wash both of his hands again, and we said that he shouldn't wash his hands outside, rather he should come into the Suda, that's only in a case where the person is finished eating and he wants to come back into the Suda to drink Yayin. Because they used to have a practice that after the Suda was over, they would sit and be marach a little bit with Shtias Yayin. Now that person has to be worried that people will say that he didn't wash his hands again. But somebody who has to wash his hands in order to continue eating, everybody understands that he washed his hands and he doesn't have to be worried about chashad. Now that means that Rashi holds that there is a chi of netilas yadayim in order to drink yayin, because he's talking about washing both your hands. So Rashi explains the reason why you have a chi of netilas yadayim, even though you're not eating any bread, is because we're worried that maybe he's going to take a prusa, he's going to take a piece of bread and put it into his mouth. However, the Tais Rosh, the Ritva, they learn differently than Rashi. They learn that we never find that a person has to wash his hands while he's just drinking. Even if the person is in a place where there is bread, we never find that there's a chashash that the person's going to put bread into his mouth. And so they learned that Rav Chisda is going on the reisha of the Braisa. The reisha of the Braisa was talking about a person who went to be matil mayim, and he has to wash his yodei achas because he was meshaf sheif. And that is the person that we're telling you must wash your hands inside, because people will be choshed that you didn't wash your hands outside. And on that, Rav Chisda says that's only when a person is drinking yayin, because he's not touching the yayin, he's not touching whatever he's consuming, he's touching the kais. So therefore, there's a chashash that people are going to say that he didn't wash his hands. However, if the person is nichtas lechol, since he's touching the food, everybody is aware of the fact that he is going to wash his hands before coming to the suda, and therefore he doesn't have to wait until he comes into the suda to wash his hand. The Mishnah says, "Ein adam nichnas la'azara la'avoida afilu tohar ad sheyitbol." A person is not allowed to go into the azara la'avoida even if he's tohar ad sheyitbol. There's a chi of tevila upon entering the azara. The lashon of the Mishnah is la'azara la'avoida. However, Rashi and Tosis both say that la'avoida is lavdafka. There's a chiv to be toivel upon entering the azara, even if the person is not nichlis la'avoida. The Netziv in the Meromi Sadeh brings a beautiful raya that this is true, that it's lavdafka if the person is nichlis la'avoida. Even a person stam goes into the azara, he has to be toivel. Because in the Gemara quotes two reasons. There's a braisa that brings down Ben Zoyma and Rabbi Yehuda, who argue as to what the reason is for this tefillah. Ben Zoyma says that the tefillah is based on a kavachomer, that since we find that a person is mechuyev, like a kohen gadol on Yom Kippur is mechuyev during the Chomesh Avodis to be toivel each time because he's going from various avodis, from michutz lepnim, pnim lechutz, he has to be toivel. So kolshkin, somebody who's being mishana his mokim from choil to kodesh, he has to be toivel. That's Ben Zoyma's tam. Rabbi Yehuda says sirach tefillah hizu. It's really a dinder abonan. The dinder abonan is in order that he should remember tuma yishana shabiyadai v'yifrich, which means that if we tell everybody before entering the azor they have to be toivel, a person may stop and remember that he actually is Tomei, and he's going to realize that he has to have Harav Shemesh, and he will not enter the Azara. So it's really to protect a person who's Tomei from coming into the Azara. Says the Meroy Mesada, the chshash that a person who's Tomei may enter the Azara is because there's an Isser Kares, and the Isser Kares is even if he goes in, not for the purpose of Avodah. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, at least, the Tefillah is something that you're chayiv to do, even if you're not going in for Avodah, because the tachlis of this is in order that the person should end up going into the Azara and being over an Isser Kares of entering while he's Tameh. He adds that one could answer this Raya by saying that we're not really talking about the Chshash, that the person's going to be over the Isser Kares. Rather, we're worried that if a person is Tameh and he didn't have Harav Shemesh, then he's going to be Mechalel the Avodah. He's going to passel the avoida that he does based on his tumah, in which case it is only if a person is nichnas lazar la avoida that they were misakin it. However, he says that can't be true because Rav Yehuda is mashma that it's exera on kol adam. That's the lashon of Rav Yehuda and Amud Beis. Rav Yehuda Amr Leimit Zeroyim Bilvad Amr Ela Kol Adam. All people, it sounds like even Yisraelim, in which case you can't say that it's because he's going to be Mechala Avoida. Rather, we're worried about the Chshash that he's going to be over the Isser Kares of entering the Beis HaMikdash with his Tumah. And that's how we can prove that the din of Ein Adam Nichnas La'Azara is not only La'Avoida, but it's even when he stam goes into the Azara. Adds the Nativ that since, according to Rabbi Yehuda, this is clearly the Pshat, don't say that Ben Zoyma argues in this because the Gemara seems to try to find nafkaminas between Ben Zoyma and Rabbi Yehuda and does not mention this as one of the nafkaminas. If Ben Zoyma argues on this premise that it's even where the person is not going in for avoida because he holds that it's learnt out from a kavachomer and it's only when a person is nichnas la avoida, then the Gemara should say the nafkamina between Ben Zoyma and Rabbi Yehuda is if a person goes in not for the purpose of avoida. Since the Gemara didn't find other nafkaminas other than the ones that we will soon see the Gemara mentions, so we see that they all are in agreement about this prat, and that is that the person is chayev to be toivel even if he doesn't go in for the purpose of avoida. The Tosfos Rid is in agreement with Rashi that even if a person enters the Azara not for the purpose of avoida, he has to be toivel. And as far as the Mishnah, he doesn't learn the lashon of la avoida lav dafka like Rashi and Tosfos say. Rather, he's goyris la Azara vila avoida. Ein adam nichlis la Azara. A person is not allowed to go into the Azara for the sake of anything, not just for avoida, or ein adam nichlis la avoida, even if he was already in the Azara. Let's say he was there the entire night, he was being oisig in hektar chalovim ve'ivorim, so the knisa la Azara is not something that warrants tevila because he didn't have a new knisa la Azara, but he's starting a new avoida, and therefore he has to be tevil because of the new avoida. Or you could say, as the Gvur Sari points out, there's a hechatimtza for avoida without going to the Azara, like in the case of Bama. There, the person is not entering the Azara, but he's starting Avodah, and he would have to have Tevilah mitzad this din. Even though the Mekar Baruch and Chelik Aleph, Seif Simen Gimel, is medayik from the Lashon of Rambam, in Hilchos Bias Mikdash, Perkei Alocha Gimel, that only in the Beis HaMikdash does there exist this din of Tevilah and not in a Bama. However, the Gevurah Sari does assume that in a Bama there also is such a halacha, and that's how you could explain the lashon of Ein Adam Nichnas La'Azara, meaning even not for Avoida or La'Avoida, even not when there's an Azara. Al Kol Panim, all of these shittas hold that there's a Chiyuv Tevilah even when the person enters the Azara, not for the sake of Avoida. However, the Tais Yishanim and the Tais Rosh both say that only when a person goes in for Avoida does he have to be Toivel, and not when he has a Birikon, it's not when he goes in not for the sake of Avoida. And so, according to them, the Mishnah is Dafka. Ein Adam Nichnas La'Azara Le'Avoida Afilu Torah Ad Sheyitbo. As far as the Lashon of Rabbi Yehuda later, that he says Kol Adam would have to be a person who is doing something L'Tzorich Avoida. Similar to Mitzorah, he says Mitzorah is also being Machnas as his behinos litzorich avoidi. He's putting in his thumbs in order that to facilitate the matan dam lebehinos, the placing of the blood on his thumbs that we learn about, and that's also included in the din of la'azara le'avoida. The Mishnah says chamesh tevilos va'asar kedushin. There were 5 tevilas and 10 times of Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim that the Kohen Gadol did on the day of Yom Kippur. As far as the gedder of the Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim that the Kohen Gadol did on Yom Kippur, the Brisker Rav in his Sefer, Al Rambam, and also in the Sefer they wrote on Maseches Yuma, points out that this din is an entirely different din than the din of Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim of all year. He starts with a ha'ara on the Rambam. The Rambam's lashon in Perek Beis Halacha Gimel in Hilchos Avodas Yom Kippurim. He says kol ha'tvilos ha'elu v'kiddushin kulam b'mikdash. They all take place in the Beis Hamikdash. Shenemar v'rachatz es besori b'mayim b'makam kaddish. Asks the Brisker Rav, why does the Rambam have to bring a pasuk to explain that the kiddush adayim v'raglayim took place in the Beis Hamikdash? All Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim had to take place in the Beis HaMikdash. The Braisa Beferish in Zvachim Daf Chof that says that if a person is Mikadesh, his Yadayim V'Raglayim with the Klisharis outside the Azara, then the Avoida is Pasul. And the Rambam paskins that did in Perkei, Hilchos Bias Mikdash Lachayud. So why would the Rambam need an extra pasuk to explain that the Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim of Yom Kippur, it has to be done in the Beis HaMikdash? Why does he need a new pasuk? Says the Brisker Rav, if you take a look at the sugya in Daf Lamed Beis Amud Beis, you'll see that the Gemara uses the pasuk that it said legabe tevila that it has to be makom kaddish. The Gemara actually b'meinai inyan uses that to teach me that kiddush adayim v'raglayim has to be makom kaddish. So it's not the Rambam; it's the Gemara that does it. So the Brisker Rav says that it's muchach from this Gemara that the kiddush adayim v'raglayim of Yom Kippur is different than the din kiddush adayim v'raglayim of all year round. There are two separate halachas. There are two dinim of Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim. One is a din Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim that it said Legabi Ol Kehanim, and that's a pasuk in Parshas Kisisa. And the second is the personal din Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, and that is stated in Parshas Achrei Mois in the pasuk of Rachas B'Sar B'Mayim, which we learn out from the Gemara Daf Lam Beis and Beis that we mentioned that it has to be B'Makom Kaddish. A raya to this is that the Yerushalmi in Perik Dalid of Yuma, Halacha Hei, on the Mishnah that says b'chol yoyim kohen gadol mekadesh yodo v'raglo min hakiyar, that the kohen gadol used to be mekadesh his yodam v'raglaim every day from the kiyar v'hayoyim, but on Yom Kippur min hakitin shel zov, there was a special kitin shel zov that he used to use on Yom Kippur. On that says Reb Yoina chutz mikiddush harishayim, even though it says that on Yom Kippur the kohen gadol used to be mekadesh yodo v'raglo from the kitin shel zov, the kiddush rishayim, the first time that he mekadesh yodam v'raglaim, he did it from the kiyar. Asks the Brisker Rav, why? What's the difference between the first Kiddush and the rest of the Kiddushin? If you're going to tell me that there's a mitzvah l'chatchila to use the Kiyar, so then why didn't you have to use the Kiyar for the other Kiddushin? Al Karchach, you see that the Kiddush Rishon is different than the rest of the Kiddushin, and the reason, says the Brisker Rav, is because the rest of the Kiddushin of Yom Kippur are not written in the Parash of the Kiyar at all. The Parash of the Kiyar is in Parashas Kisisa. That's the regular din of Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim that you're told to do in the beginning of the Avodah every day. Yom Kippur is no different in that respect than every other day, but that's only Negeah, the Kiddush Rishon. The rest of the Kiddushin are learnt out from the Pasuk in Achrei Mois, V'rochatz es besori b'mayim. And on them, the Torah never gave you a mitzvah of the Kiyar. So says the Brisker Rav that so too, legabe the din, that it has to be inside the Azara, the din Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim of the rest of the year, and the din Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim of the Kohen Gadol Yom Kippur are two separate dinim, and that's why we need to learn a special limud that it had to be in the Azara, because you would not be able to learn that out from the Parsha of Kisisa, from the din of Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim of the whole year. However, he brings down that this is only Shittas Rambam, because the Tais Yishonim later on Daf Lamed Alf Mabez, he says that Ein Kiddush Elu Bifnim. How do we know that? Because it says in the Braisa Kiddush Bikli Shoreis Bechutz Oy Bikli Choyl Bifnim Ve'ava Avidasei Psula, which is written about the regular Kiddush of all year. That means that the Tais Yishonim holds that together of the din Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim of Yom Kippur is the same exact thing as Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim of the whole year, and if the whole year it's pasul when you do it b'fnim, hu adin on Yom Kippur. And he says that it's sarachim from the sugya that we mentioned before, that it sounds like there are two separate dinim and that we need a special limud for the din of Kiddush Yom Kippur, that it should be b'makom kadosh. See also the Chiddushei Reb Leib Malin, Chelik Beis, Siman Yud Beis. He also has a discussion about the differences between the din Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim, the holy year, and the din Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim of Yom Kippur. Ben Zoyma learns out the din Tvila, that a person has to be Toivo when he goes into the Azara. Like we said, he learns it out from a Kav HaChomer. Uma HaMeshana Mikodesh LeKodesh. Umi Makam Sha'onesh Kores. L'makam Sha'onesh Kores. Ta'on Tvila. Just like somebody who's Meshana Mikodesh LeKodesh, and from a place that is Onesh Kores to another place that's Onesh Kores, he needs to be Toivo. So HaMeshana Mikodesh LeKodesh. Umi Makam Sha'ein Onesh Kores. L'makam Sha'onesh Kores. Ein Oidin Sha'ton Tvila. What does he mean when he says HaMeshana Mikodesh LeKodesh? There's a machlokes Rishonim. Rashi learns HaMeshana Mikodesh LeKodesh means the Kohen Gadol changes from one place to another, Dahainu from Chutz L'Pnim U'Mipnim L'Chutz. Every time the Kohen Gadol changes from Avodas Pnim to Avodas Chutz, we see that he has to do a Tvila, even though he's changing from a place which is Kodesh to a place which is also Kodesh. And lefi this, it comes out that the words Mishana Mikodesh LeKodesh and a person who's Mishana Mimokim Sha'onish Kores, L'Mokim Sha'onish Kores, is expressing the same exact idea. It's not two separate halachas, rather it's two ways of expressing the fact that when the Kohen Gadol changes from Pnim to Chutz or from Chutz to Pnim, he needs to do a Tvila. We express that in two ways, Kodesh LeKodesh, Mimokim Sha'onish Kores, L'Mokim Sha'onish Kores. The Tais Yishanim and the Tais Arash ask that that's if it's the exact same thing, why would we be so redundant? Why would we go and say Mikodesh LeKodesh and then express the same idea with some other words? Terei Zimni Lomeli. Furthermore, the Tais Yishanim ask that the Lashon of Mikodesh LeKodesh is not so mashma that we're talking about changing location, because it should use the word Mishana Bein Kodesh LeKodesh, or a person changes his location between two different locations. Mishana Mikodesh LeKodesh has a different connotation, and they explain what it means is we're referring to the fact that the Kohen Gadol, when he changes begadim, is Mishanami Kodesh LeKodesh, he's Mishanami Big Day Kodesh LeBig Day Kodesh, meaning Mi Big Day Zav LeBig Day Lovin, or from the Big Day Lovin to the Big Day Zav, then he needs a tefillah. And then we're expressing two separate ideas. One idea is when the Kohen Gadol changes his begadim from Big Day Kodesh to a Big Day Kodesh, and the second is like Rashi understands that we're talking about changing his location from a Mokim Kodesh, Mifnim Lefchut. Says the Meraim Sadeh that Rashi and the Tais Yishanim are l'shitasa, because we already explained that Shitas Rashi is that when the Mishnah says Ein Adam Nichnas LaAzara LaAvoida Afilu Tohar Ad Sheyitbol, it means that a person is not allowed to go into the Azara, and the Lashon of LaAvoida is Lav Dafka. So the Mechayev for the Tevila is merely the fact that the person is changing from Choyl to Kodesh, meaning he's changing his location from a Makam Choyl to a Makam Kodesh. So since we're trying to arrive at the conclusion that a person is Chayiv to be Toivol merely because he's changing from a outside the Azara to inside the Azara, it's the going into the Azara that's Mechayiv, the Kal V'Chomer has to come from another din in which he changes his location, but not Mikodesh LeKodesh, rather Mikodesh LeKodesh. In which case, to talk about Mishana Mikodesh LeKodesh in terms of changing his begadim would be irrelevant, because why would I care that when the Kohen Gadol changes his begadim, he has to be Toivol? That would have no bearing on the question as to whether when he changes his location and goes into the Azara, he has to be Toivol. However, according to the Tais Yishanim, when we say that Ein Adam Nichas LaAzara LaAvoida until he's Toivol, what it means is Avoida is Dafka. Because a person is Mechuyev to prepare himself for Avoida Al Yidei Tevila, and that is learnt out from a Kal V'Chomer. Ma HaMishana Mikodesh LeKodesh, Madach the Kohen Gadol, when he changes and prepares himself for a new Avoida, he's going from an Avoida for which he wears the Big Day Kodesh, the Big Day Zohar, and he has to change to another Avoida which requires a different set of begadim, the Big Day Lavan. He has to be Toivol because it's a different type of Avoida, and that is seen from the fact that he has to change the begadim for that Avoida. So Kol Shekein, when somebody changes from no Avoida, where he's just wearing the Big Day Choyl, he has to be Toivo when he's changing to Big Day Kodesh. So it comes out that Rashi and Tais Yishanim are L'shitasam. Now the Tosfos Yerushalmi asks a kasha on the limud of Ben Zoyma. Since Ben Zoyma is learning out that a person, any person, when he goes into the Azara, Lavoida has to do Tevila. It's learned out from Yom Kippur. So just like the Tevila that the Kohen Gadol does, when he goes Mikodesh Lekodesh, when he changes his Begadim, he needs to do Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim before and after the Tevila. So why don't we say that you, when you're learning out to all other cases, to regular person who goes into the Azar LaVoida, he should have to do not only a Tevila, he should have to Mekadesh Yad V'Ragla before and after the Tevila, and that we never find. He answers by saying, V'shema ein ze ela giloi milsa ba'alma. Maybe this is not a real Kavachaymer. If it's a real Kavachaymer, then it has to go with the Gedarim of Kavachaymer, and you have to learn all the halachas out from the Melamed to the Lamed. If it's only a giloi milsa ba'alma, perhaps what he means is that, of course, you can't really learn from Dinim of Yom Kippur. Maybe Yom Kippur with Kohen Gadol is much more chomer than other cases, and you can't really prove from the fact that the Kohen Gadol has to be toivel in between avoidus that a regular person going Michoel Lekodesh has to be toivel. Nevertheless, it's a Gilui Milsa that there's an Inyan to be toivel when you change Kedusha. Even though this is difficult to understand, because the Gemara later on says that the nafgamina between Ben Zoyma and Rabbi Yehuda would be whether you're over an assay or not. If you're not learning a real kavachaymer and it's a gilui milsa ba'alma, why are you over an assay? What assay are you over? A kolponim, the Tosfos Yerushalmi points out that this question is only difficult if you learn like their understanding in Mikodesh Lekodesh that we mentioned before. But according to Rashi's understanding, there's no problem whatsoever. It's because the Tosfos Yerushalmi says, according to Rashi, who understands Mikodesh Lekodesh is not going on the big day Kodesh, it's rather going on the changing from location, changing from a Makom Kodesh to another Makom Kodesh, then we can answer very simply. The fact that the Kohen Gadol has to be Mekadesh Yad V'Ragla before and after the Tevila is a halacha in the changing of Begadim. And that is something that we don't learn out to other cases. What we do learn out is that when a person changes location, then he has to be Toivel. But in that halacha, the fact that a person has to be Toivel when he changes location, it was never Nischadish Adin that the person has to be Mekadesh Yad V'Ragla before and after that Tevila. It happens to be the Kohen Gadol has Mekadesh Yad V'Ragla. That's a function of his changing his begadim. Masha Enkein, according to the Tosfos Yerushalmi's own understanding, then the question is still in place. Because the Tosfos Yerushalmi understands that the din of Mishanim Mikodesh Lekodesh that we're learning out from is the fact that the Kohen Gadol, when he changes begadim, he has a chi of tevila, and kol shekein, from that we learn a kavachomer to other cases. Now, if that tevila, whose mechayiv is the changing of begadim, can provide us with a kavachomer to a person who changes from choyl to kodesh, somebody who starts doing the avoida, has to be toivel, then hu adin, the kiddush yadayim v'raglayim, whose mechayiv is the changing of begadim, should also be a source for the din that a person has to be mekadesh yad v'raglav before and after the tefillah when he's going michoil lekodesh. So Bishlam, according to Rashi, that the mekar of the kavachomer never involved the changing of the begadim, so we wouldn't be able to prove that kiddush yadayim v'raglayim is necessary all over, because since that's only a function of changing begadim all over, there's no special change in begadim. But according to Yishanim, that doesn't matter, because we learn from the changing of the begadim, the Kohen Gadol, that a regular person, when he goes into the Azor LaVoida, he has to be toivel, then hu adin, we would have to learn out the Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim as well, and the question remains. So he says, Shema Gilui Milsa Ba'almahu. Rabbi Yehuda argues on Reb Zeira, and he says, Tzirach Tevila Hizu, Kedei Sheyizkar Tuma Yishana Shebiyadei V'Yifresh. Rashi explains what that means is that if we tell him to be toivel, it's going to remind him that he may be tumme, because ein tevila el l'tmeim, when a person starts going and being toivel, he starts thinking about the tumme that he may have on himself, and if there happens to be a tumme yishana, he'll remember that, and that will cause him lifreish to be poirish from going today, because he still needs herev shemesh. Because a person who's tumme, even if he's toivel, he still has to wait until nightfall to go into the azara. The Rambam, however, in Hilchos Avodas Yom Kippurim, Perek Beis Halacha Gimel, learns this Gemara differently. He says, "Kol atvilas ha'elu v'akidushin kulam b'mikdash, shenem b'vrachat zez b'sarib b'mayim b'makam kodesh, chutz mitvila rishayna, shehu rashoy litvol oisa b'choyl." The first tvila is the only one that he doesn't have to do inside the kodesh. She'eina ela lahoisif kavanasoy. It's only there to add to his kavana. She'em yizkar tumu yishana shebiyadai. If he remembers that tumu yishana shebiyadai, yifresh b'mena b'tvila. tefila zu lishma. He'll be pirish, not that he'll separate and he won't go into the mikdash. Rather, he'll remember that tumah and be toivel l'shem that tumah. What does this mean? The Arsameach explains that we don't really have a chash that a person will still be tameh. It could be that even if the person had a tumah yeshana, he was toivel already to be matter him in eating chuma or kodshim. But going into the Beis HaMikdash requires a special kavana to be toivel l'shem bias mikdash. Because bias mikdash is more chomer than achilas kodshim and therefore requires a special kavana when you're toivel. You have to be toivel l'shem bias mikdash, and that's why the Rambam says that we want to remind you about that tumah yeshana. Perhaps the Rambam didn't want to learn like Rashi because he knows that the lashon tumah yeshana is mashma something that he doesn't have. He's not tameh now. It's an old tumah that he used to have. According to Rashi, tumah yeshana means a siba yeshana that made him tameh, but he's today tameh. He's still tameh right now. Perhaps the Rambam holds that that's a dachik in lashon. It makes more sense to say tumah yeshana means an old tumah that he used to have and still should be toivel l'shem bias mikdash. The Gemara asks a steer between two brises. In one brise, Rabbi Yehuda says the halacha that a mitzoyra does not need to be toivel b'yom shmini before going into the Azara because he was ready toivel the day before. However, there's another brisa that says that lishkas ha-mitzayroim, that's the place that mitzayroim were toivel on the eighth day, and Rabbi Yehuda says lo mitzayroim bilvad amru ela kol adam. So you see that Rabbi Yehuda's shita is that mitzayroim also had to be toivel before going into the Azara, or putting his behindness into the Azara. But first, the Gemara tries to answer by saying that one brisa is talking where he was toivel, the other brisa where he wasn't toivel the day before, but the Gemara says you can't say that because if he wasn't toivel the day before, then he should need a Harav Shemesh as well. So the second attempt is to say that both brises are talking about where he was toivel, but the brisa in which Rabbi Yehuda said that Mitzera has to be toivel is where he was Mesiach Das. And the other brisa that says he doesn't have to be toivel is where he wasn't Mesiach Das. The Gemara asks, E Asach Daite Hazar Shlishi Ushvi Boy. And Rashi explains that we're worried that if a person was Mesiach Das from watching his guf, Mishmiris Gufay, he needs Hazar Shlishi Ushvi because maybe he went into an Oil HaMeis and he didn't realize it. Because a person is not careful to make sure he doesn't become tummy, even Tumas Meis. Toisfis asks the question, Lefi Zeh, it should come out that anybody who's Tmei Sheretz or Nevela, why aren't we matzrich them as a shlishi ushvi? Maybe they went into Oil HaMeis. The person's not careful not to become tummy. Toisfis says, Ki goin delay aschud I tayu. Any person that is only tummy Tumas Sheretz, we allow him if he's only Toivel and has Harav Shemesh to go into the Beis HaMikdash, only provided that he was not Mesiach Das from the Inyan of not becoming Tamei Tumei Meis. The Tos Yishanim points out that you see that the only time that we're ever Choshish through Hescha Das, that a person needs to be Matayr himself anew, is by Tumas Meis. Meaning that when a person is Mesiach Das from Tumas Meis, then we are going to require Hazash Shlishi Yushvi, like it says in our Gemara. But suppose a person was Tahar and he was Mesiach Das from Tumas Sheretz. He knows he wasn't looking out for a sheretz, and he wasn't careful from becoming tummy to a sheretz. Says that as Yeshanim, that chumra we don't have. However, the Rambam in Hilchos Avos HaTumah, Perek Yud Gimel, Halacha Gimel, says that if a person was not shomer himself from tumas meis, he doesn't know for sure that he wasn't in lemeis, he needs hazah shlishi ushvi because of the hesach adas. If the person knows he wasn't mitam lemeis, and he was mesir that's from other tumas, then I raise that tzar tefila v'herav shemesh. The person needs to go and be toivel and have herav shemesh again because the heschadas makes him become tumay from those other tumas. Of course, as the Rambam says, these are dinim derabbanan. The Rabbanan were choishish because of the heschadas that perhaps he wasn't careful and he became tumay. The machloek is between the Rambam and Taizi Yishanim is how far were the Rabbanan geyser? We find in the Gemara they were geyser legabe tumas meis. The Rambam says that would apply to other tumas as well. The Taizi Yishanim holds that since we never find that Rabbanan were geyser legabe other tumas, we have no right to broaden the din derabbanan to include other tumas.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a daf or masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.